This is Senator Al Simpson. Over 1.7 million people have now applied for amnesty, an extraordinary act of grace consistent with our heritage. They now have to meet some other basic requirements to be sure they keep that prized new legal status. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, the 1986 immigration bill offered an extraordinary legal status for over 1 million illegal aliens. If they are to remain legal, they must now know or learn minimal English and have a basic idea of our American government. A common language and a core public culture are the glue that holds our amazing American pluralistic society together. Would sure hope that you might join me, Ted, in encouraging all of those souped-up liberal activist groups to stop spending all their money suing the Immigration Service for every known and unknown grievance and start spending it on English classes for those fine new Americans in our midst.
Al, it may come as a surprise to you, but immigrants really do want to learn English. The waiting lists for English classes are already too long, and they're getting longer. The problem, Al, is that you're pandering to the know-nothings who want to force English only on everyone. They think there should be an 11th commandment: thou shalt not speak anything but English. That's bigotry and nonsense, Al. It insults the American melting pot and tells immigrants that their mother tongues don't count. English instruction needs to be widely available, Al, but our immigrant heritage is important too, and it deserves to be preserved. The English and civics courses under the amnesty program have to be administered in the proper spirit, to include people rather than exclude them. The performance of our immigration commissioner hasn't exactly helped, Al. At a recent press conference, he couldn't answer some of the questions on his own civics exam. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on new legislation banning lie detector tests. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.